אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, במאמר השלום, בכותרת...
We are reading from the article, The Peace, under the
verification of the excerpt from the Mishnah, everything is in deposit and a net is spread over all of life. This is what the sages wrote to us who attain the purpose of life, the meaning of life. They explain to us where we are, in which systems of nature we exist. So, please.
Clarification of the excerpt from the Mishnah. Everything is in deposit and a net is spread over all of life. Now that we have learned all the above, we can understand an unclear excerpt in Masechet Avot. It reads as follows. He, Rabbi Akiva, would say, all is in deposit and a net is spread over all of life. The store is open and the shopkeeper sells by deferred payment. The book is open and the hand writes. And anyone who wishes to borrow may come and borrow. And the collectors return regularly, day by day, and collect from a person knowingly and unknowingly. And they have what to rely on. And the judgment is true, and all is ready for the feast.
Yes, we see here that seemingly with one sentence, the sages concentrated all of the influences over us from nature, everything that is happening with us in order to bring us to the final complete state. Yes.
That excerpt did not remain an abstruse allegory without reason, without even a hint as to its meaning. It tells us that there is great depth to delve into. Indeed, the knowledge we have thus far acquired clarifies it very well indeed.
Well, so let's see whether we can understand what it says in this Mishnah, this excerpt. And let's understand the essence of life, the essence of nature. Let's go.
Headline, the wheel of transformation of the form. First, let me present the view of our sages concerning the unfolding of the generations of the world. Although we see the bodies changing from generation to generation, this is only the case with the bodies. But the souls, which are the essence of the body's self, do not vanish to be replaced, but move from body to body, from generation to generation. The same souls that were at the time of the flood came also during the time of Babylon, and in the exile in Egypt, and in the exodus from Egypt, etc., until this generation and until the end of correction. Thus, in our world, there are no new souls the way bodies are renewed, but only a certain amount of souls that incarnate on the wheel of transformation of the form. For each time they clothe a new body and a new generation. Therefore, with regard to the souls, all generations since the beginning of creation to the end of correction are as one generation that has extended its life over several thousand years until it developed and became corrected as it should be.
And
the fact that in the meantime each has changed his body several thousand times is completely irrelevant, because the essence of the body's self, called the soul, did not suffer at all by these changes. And there is much evidence pointing to that, and a great wisdom called the secret of the incarnation of the souls. And while this is not the place to explain it, because of the great importance of the matter, it is worthwhile to point out to the uneducated that reincarnation occurs in all the objects of the tangible reality. And in each object, in its own way, lives an eternal life. Although our senses tell us that everything is transient, it is only how we see it. In fact, there are only incarnations here. And each item is not still and does not rest for a moment, but incarnates on the wheel of transformation of the form, losing nothing of its essence along the way, as physicists have shown.
To hear if there are any questions, go ahead, please. Киев.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот непонятно, что значит, что нету новых душ.
Yes, Rav, it's not clear. What does it mean that there are no new souls, and that this? What about the stages of the exodus from Egypt, final correction? It's all the same amount of souls.
They're being replaced. Well, in terms of the number. That's a relative thing. However, as we had the soul of Adam HaRishon, a single one, which was full of the light of Ein Sof, and later on it shattered and was split into many particular souls. So all of these many particular souls, the pieces of this one soul, we have to gather them together, even though we cannot gather them back the way it was, but rather even though there is already between them the ego that is separating between us, this is why we're all broken. However, above the ego, we need to create such a connection among all of the souls as if they are all the way that the soul of Adam HaRishon was. It is called as one man in one heart. And when we try to do that, and of course the Creator on His side, He does the work, we only want to obligate Him, to ask of Him, to demand of Him, to pray to Him that He will do it. The work is His. This is why it is called the work of the Lord. But the request, the deficiency must be on our side. Then it will happen.
Так каждый раз, когда мы над эго связываемся с товарищами в десятке, мы строим, вот вы говорите, подобие души Адама Ришон, какую-то одну из этих частных душ, либо мы какую-то
общую. Each time we connect above our ego, we build some similarity to Adam Rishon.
All in all, we correct the general structure. The general structure, all in all, we correct it ourselves and also around us. All of the souls.
Moscow 1.
Да, Рав, спасибо. А вот подняться над эго, это получается не на
колесе,
а в центре колеса.
Rising above the ego turns out to be not on the wheel, but at the center of the wheel. That's how it's felt.
We rise above the ego. We tie ourselves together in a new, nice, strong knot, and we push the will, so it will move toward the purpose of life, the purpose of creation. PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. It says here in the beginning of the excerpt that everything is given in deposit. He says it's like a shop, like a store where you come and you can take a loan and you can borrow things. Well, what does it mean?
So you can come and demand correction. That you want it because you discovered a deficiency, a lack for correction, a lack for connection. This is the only correction. There is no more, but only connection among all the desires or all the souls of our people. This is what we need, all in all. Our own lack. This is what we need to have, what has to be revealed. And then according to this lack, the Creator will carry out the action. This is called, the Creator will finish it for me.
So why is it called borrowing? Like, what is the reward that we're going to give to the Creator for Him giving us the strength to advance together?
Well, we will see that. Let's read more.
Thank you. Good morning, dear Rav and dear friends. He calls our world here a world of illusion, that it doesn't exist. And when we raise man, we're just changing our desires or what?
When we raise man, we ask that the Creator will give us correct desires, good desires towards connection between us, then we will discover the true reality instead of our imaginary reality, because it appears to us in the broken vessels. PT 21.
Baal Sulam touches here on one of the most interesting and misunderstood things, the topic of reincarnation. He just touches on it here, but it says there's a connection between the physical body and the soul. I don't remember we ever learned something like that, and if there's any proof like that, it's the best way to make a person understand what we're doing here in reality.
It depends on what evidence or proof is is what you mean.
I don't know. He says there's proof. I don't know.
We will learn about it.
So how to relate to it?
We will learn.
Beseder, Nikolaev Sochi.
Okay, Nikolaev Sochi.
Раб, а куда девается вот эта память, что тысячи раз возвращается душа,
накапливает эти. Where is that memory that the thousands of times the soul.
Но человеку не дается, получается, в каждом кругообороте.
Зло зикарон стам шенишар.
Memory that remains. That same state as the Creator created, it exists. And it exists in an eternal and complete form. However, with respect to us, it is revealed according to how much we need to see it in order to advance and grow in it. But certainly, nothing disappears from creation. Okay?
То есть сам человек всегда ему дается нужно.
Meaning, a person himself is always receiving the required memory for himself.
Each one receives what he needs to work with. No one will later have any complaints when everything will be revealed when all the truth will be revealed, then no one will have any complaints that he wasn't given what he needed, but rather to the opposite. Each and every moment, each and every one would be receiving exactly what he needed for the correction of his soul.
And what about saying that the memory is deleted over generations?
No, no, there is no such thing. You should learn from what it says here.
He says here that the same souls were in the generation of the flood and the generation of the division and then the plague and then Egypt. What does it mean, the roles of the generations?
Well, all kinds of deficiencies are revealed in all kinds of different forms so that the created beings will become incorporated with them, they'll absorb them and will advance towards the end of correction. That without the revelation of these deficiencies, they will not be able to feel even the corrections and the end of correction.
He says that there is no new souls at all in our world from the beginning of creation.
It is written, yes, there are no new souls. What do you need them for? You have corrupted souls that we need to correct in each and every one of us also.
So there's a kind of, there's a collection of souls and that's it.
What are you missing? I don't understand.
So
you're told that, yes, you know, calm down. I mean, there's a certain number of souls that exist in all the created beings, and these created beings reincarnate, and this is how these souls become corrected. And there are no new souls, because there was Adam Arishon, he was shattered, and now its pieces are being revealed so that we can correct them from in order to receive, following the shattering, to in order to bestow at the end of their correction.
Thank you. Rav, can I also ask?
Yes.
What should a person do to not reincarnate to this world?
In order to not reincarnate, he has to correct his soul.
But he writes they're always coming back. So, but no one corrected himself since then?
No, they don't. Return seemingly anew. They return in order to keep being corrected until the end of their correction. PT 29.
Can you give a definition for incarnation? What does that mean?
An opportunity.
PT 6.
Rab, sorry for maybe the silly question, but we finished a certain part in the article before, where Baal Shem concluded with basically proving to us the necessity in working for the Creator, and then he takes us to another part about the story with the net that is spread over. I lost connection with the article. We were in some work beforehand to understand what for. What are we trying to do now?
We are learning how this vessel called the general soul or Adam, how it reaches from the broken state to the state where it resembles the Creator so that it can be called Adam. Similar. This is what we're studying. All in all.
Gilad. Yes, we are continuing to read. And now we will clarify that everything is in deposit.
Sorry.
In order for the,
It has been compared to someone who lends money to his friend for a business in order to make him a partner in the profit. To make sure that he does not lose his money, he gives it to him as collateral.
Ijin,
and to eventually attain it by the exhausted goal of Dvekut with him, as is explained in Matan Torah. Thus, one must wonder, who would compel humanity to engage in his work until they finally come to this exalted end? Rabbi Akiva tells us about this. Everything is in collateral. This means that everything that the Creator had placed in creation and given to people, He did not give to them recklessly, but rather He secured Himself with a collateral.
And should you wonder what collateral He was given?
Seemingly, the Creator Himself, He gives Himself as collateral. Then I am giving you Myself, so that you will be certain that you will reach the end of correction and you will receive everything. What does that mean?
And should you wonder what collateral He was given, He responds to this by saying, and a net is spread over all of life. This means that the Creator has cleverly devised a wonderful net and spread it over all of humanity so that no one will escape. All the living beings must be caught there in that net and necessarily accept His work until they attain their sublime goal. This is the collateral by which the Creator secured Himself that no harm would come to the work of creation. Afterward, He interprets it in detail and says, the store is open. This means that this world seems to us like an open shop without an owner, and anyone who passes through may receive abundantly, as much as one wishes, free of any charge. However, Rabbi Akiva warns us that the shopkeeper is selling by deferred payment. In other words, although you cannot see any shopkeeper here, know that there is a shopkeeper, and the reason that he's not demanding payment is because he sells it to you by deferred payment. And should you say, how does he know my debt? To this he replies, the book is open and the hand writes. Meaning, there is a general book in which each act is written without losing even one. And the aim surrounds the law of development that the Creator has imprinted in humanity, which prompts us ever forward. This means that the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states.
Again, this sentence. That corrupt conducts.
This means that the corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states.
Yes.
And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad.
Let's see what questions we have thus far. Okay. So let's now begin with Be'er Sheva. Yes.
Good morning, Rav.
ציינת רב, זה מחזיר אותי למעשה לשאלה, והיא...
The sentence you mentioned brings me back to the question, is there a connection between the souls that reincarnate and the 600,000 that are supposed to demonstrate our voot and reach the final correction?
Yes, it is one and the same.
So everything that we go through is only to all the harsh states, like it says here, are supposed to advance us, move us closer to the final correction.
Yes, that's the only reason why they awaken and exist.
Thank you, Rav.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rabba Rav, Boker Tov.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. The Creator did something kind of weird.
Only a little bit weird. It's all weird. Odd.
Yeah, he both created the human and brings him to, surrounds him by bringing him to correction.
Yes.
And he also seemingly makes a store
no.
for him and then takes the payment for this correction. So it's like the...
So where is the free choice, the free action, the free desire? Where does the person... So in that he is now standing opposite the seller, the shopkeeper, now he needs to check from where will he have the money to pay. What exactly does he want to buy? How does he obtain all of these things? How does he discover that he is in a shop? What do you pay with? All of these things, everything that is in this, we have to discover it. Then we will be able to pay for our soul. And to when we acquire a soul, it means that we become like the Creator.
And there is also the hand keeps the account, even if I don't know there is a store and that there is an account.
Well, what's in it for me if I don't know that it exists? Seemingly, it does not exist. Meaning, well, it's in the air, let's say, that if I will reach this degree where the store is open and the hand writes and so on, and I'm in the store opposite the seller, then it exists. But if I do not attain it, then it does not exist. So for me, everything is wide open and I can do whatever I want.
But still, he writes afterwards that there's payment, there's the collectors. So it's not just that the store is open and everyone can...
That is true. It's true, but that's not what the person knows. Even now, certainly I'm under providence, and I'm tied with 1,000 different threads to the upper force, but it's not according to my view, it's not according to my awareness. And so it does not appear to me that I'm paying and I'm receiving and I'm giving. I have no connection to the seller. To bring us to a clear connection with the store owner so that we can receive from him and we can receive what is truly good for us to receive, otherwise he does not sell it. If we would know now what is good for us and what is bad for us, then we would discover him and we would demand of him, I want this and that and that. Please weigh 100 grams of this and a liter of that and so on. But no, I don't know. For this, I have to be connected with the system that I want to bestow to. Then I will discover what I lack in order to bestow. Then I will demand from the seller, give me this and that in order to bestow. And then he will give it to me. And then by this, I become connected with the system and I bring them what I bought in the store. And everyone enjoys my work. The creator, the seller, is happy because I let him earn that I bought from him, and the whole of humanity, they're happy because I brought them the means by which to revive themselves and to advance and also enter that same store and start receiving from the seller.
So last question, let's say a person who doesn't know he's in the store, he doesn't know there is a store, how does he begin to...
This is why you have the society, the ten, the teacher, and from this one starts, and before that he doesn't need the society or the ten or anything. He grows like a little animal until he discovers his willingness to start to enter such engagements of buying and selling. When he already starts asking, what do I need life for? What do I get out of life? What's worthwhile for me to buy, to acquire in this world? Whom do I reach, etc.? Bit by bit, he then advances to the 10. He reaches the system that teaches us how we should have the right kind of connection between us. And later on, we already reach a state where we have to reach the store. Why is that? Because we are lacking forces of bestowal, means for bestowal. This is what we want to buy in the store. Then we come and turn to the seller, and we tell him, give me this and that, because by these things that I will buy, I will connect with the others. By that that I'm now buying, I can bestow to others. By that, I will be able to understand better and to feel better in order to help the others organize also, and so on. All the means for the connection of the souls into one soul. This is how we will feel that we need it. And we have nowhere to run to. The general plan of creation will bring us to the right functioning.
Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, вопрос одной из подруг, которая сейчас в дороге находится, она попросила...
Thank you, Raf. The question of one of the friends who are on the path is, how can the buyer truly pay for the set price in order to have 100% confidence that it will be paid back?
When a person reaches a state where he is opposite the shopkeeper, he has no doubts. He only has a problem with how much he can purchase, buy, and how much he can pay for it. And that's already becoming clarified by the screen. Okay. Kiev 1.
So, I didn't quite get it. According to this article, so he remains, he gives through as a debt, or does he actually sell?
This is really a question. It depends on how we take it. The Creator, as if he gives us the general soul, he gives that to us as a gift, but each time we receive strength from him, we have to pay for it with labor.
А в смысле каждый раз, когда мы получаем силы, должны заплатить силы?
What does it mean that we get everything and then we have to pay for everything?
You have to reach the Creator with a clear form of why do you need strength for? Otherwise, why did you come to me? What do you want to receive? What for? Where do you have a lack to give that you can't fulfill? We come to the store to buy, say, groceries. The spiritual store, we come to the Creator to receive the power to bestow to everyone, to bestow. So I come to Him, and with what do I buy what I'm lacking? With my effort that I want to connect with the others, bestow to the others, but I just can't. And then I get strength from the store to realize it. But the deficiencies, the desires, I have to bring that. That's basically... That's the state in which I come to the store, that I can't realize what I'm lacking, and what I'm lacking is connecting with others, helping them.
Так получается, что в этой ситуации, чтобы получить силу, я должен провести работу.
So in this situation, in order to receive forces, I need to do work. In gathering the desires of the friends.
Yes, of course, we learn it from the articles.
And those forces, to whom do I pass it on? Back to them?
You collect them within. You collect it within. And these forces are just like they're like your hunger. You need that, you lack the strength to give to others, to connect to others, to raise them all the way to the Creator.
Florida.
Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rav. This, all this that you're talking about, the gifts that we get, what we're buying from the store, what we're purchasing, our means for bestowal. Is this just the same as different degrees of reforming light?
Yes, but I don't want these questions. I want questions following the text. Salt Lake City.
Thank you, Rav. Can I pay the Creator back for my friend? And how can I help my friend harvest the fruit from the bad states?
Yes. That you take the friend together with you. You're all connected as one man with one heart. In mutual guarantee between you in a single group, and together you all turn to the Creator. This is called the prayer of the public, the many. And then the Creator also gives you collectively. In general, He doesn't give to a single individual. The minimum of the many is two. Can't be less than two. Let's say you don't have 10, but you have at least two. So if the two can be as one, then they can turn to the Creator. The strongest plea to the Creator is if the 10 become as one. That is something the Creator certainly answers for sure. They obligate Him immediately 100%. Moscow 5.
Что значит, вы сейчас сказали брать товарища с собой? Что значит брать товарища с собой?
Они лошо мэ мажумер.
I'm not hearing what he's saying.
Вы сейчас сказали брать товарища с собой.
You just said that we can. You should take the friend together with you. What does it mean to take the friend together with you?
It means taking the deficiency of the friend and praying for the deficiency of the friend. I'm not taking my own deficiency. The correct deficiency is that I pray and ask for the others. This is then called that my deficiency is a deficiency to bestow.
Latin 4.
Hola, buenos días, querido Rav. Nuestros esfuerzos por alcanzar.
Hello, dear Rav. Our effort to achieve the right efficiency, this is the payment that we give to the Creator?
Yes. Yes.
Haifa 1.
Rav, it is written that the collectors collect whether one knows it or not. So, how can we work to make it so that I know it, I'm aware of it, so that we don't just waste precious time?
That all depends on how much a person pays attention to his connection with the friends. Then he discovers this measure from within his own mind.
Yeah. So knowingly means that we advance in Achishenayin. I will hasten it.
It means that it comes from the Arvut. Mutual guarantee. Give to.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Приходя к лавочнику, бравший в долг.
Hello, Rav. When you reach the shopkeeper, and you try to choose from all the merchandise that he has, we end up suffering. So what good comes out of this suffering?
We want to acquire forces of bestowal. We lack nothing else. So if we can't yet buy these forces of bestowal, then we need to understand we lack that. This is called a lack for a lack, that we don't have a lack to bestow. So that's what we want to have. We want to have a deficiency, a lack of bestowing to the others. That lack, too, I want to buy from the shopkeeper, from the store. All right? PT 31.
When we take from the store without any calculation, everything is written and the debt grows. I have a feeling that the debt grows. Is that a good feeling that you feel that the debt is growing?
Everything is good, just keep going and don't stop.
No, Zvika.
All right. Zvika, I guess.
What surprises me in this whole story, it's a paradox. On one hand, he says that you can buy from the store as a loan. On the other hand, he knows that I cannot pay back without asking of him that he will pay it back. So what's going on here?
My request to buy, if it's correct, it's already the payment. Because what am I asking for? I'm asking to have a deficiency, a force of bestowal, of connection. That's already a payment.
How do I pay back if I cannot pay it back?
By receiving the force of bestowing and connecting. By that you already work.
And these forces, I get them from the society, from my 10. Is this a solution?
Yes, yes. Moscow 7.
Я вот с начала урока очень сильно меня в сон как бы клонит.
From the beginning of the lesson, I am falling asleep, I fall into a slumber, and I realize I'm not giving the strength and inspiration to the friends, but I feel I'm getting a lot of, there is a lot of strength in the friends, a great deficiency, meaning you want to help the friends, but this influences even more and puts you to sleep. So, how do I build the right prayer to the Creator in that state? I'm asking, but
stand up, jump a few times, do a few things, just move around a little bit, don't agree with the situation first, and then turn to the Creator if that doesn't help. All right, friends, I'm sorry. We have, okay, Mark 14.
Доброе утро. Рав, доброе утро, мировой кли. Я услышал, что...
Good morning, Rav and World Kli. I heard you say that to buy a deficiency so that there will be no lack.
Как правильно, Рав, это делать?
So I won't be have a lack to bestow. It sounds like a request for myself.
No, it's not that I ask it for myself because I want to have a deficiency to bestow to everyone, to help and raise upwards all people of the world. So I'm asking to have a force of bestowal, but that force of bestowing is not for my ego.
Internet.
All right. Internet. Just quickly.
Latin 12. The ledger or the book is open and the hand writes. What is it? What does the hand write? Our actions? What will we have to pay for?
It writes everything. The hand writes everything. All thoughts, actions, desires.
Latin 7. Miguel. It seems like the hand writes even before we reach the wisdom of Kabbalah. Is that true?
That's also true. Yeah.
Asia. Two questions. Is the will to receive the net?
Yes.
If so, does it mean that the shop is the Torah, the system that develops us towards correction?
Yes.
Thank you. Latin 11. How does the store obligate us, but we don't pay?
We are paying. We don't know how much we're paying.
Mark 26. Should we understand? Is it correct to understand that payment is the way we pay back to the maker, the creator?
Yes.
Knia.
Next.
Buying. What is buying?
Mean buying means that I receive for something that I pay. I commit to use what I'm now receiving from the shopkeeper only for the sake of bestowing.
Thanks. Last question, Latin 7. Paying for my friends, does this mean to always justify them?
That we will find out later, to justify or not, but to pay for the friend is what we need. No one can pay for himself. Ultimately, we are in mutual guarantee. Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's it for now.
Okay, we'll move to the women.
A question from Kab U5. What does it mean that each time the bodies become replaced from generation to generation in the spiritual work?
That all in all, from the beginning of creation to the end of creation, it's all the system of Adam HaRishon, which divided to many individual souls, and they're all doing the work, and that work accumulates. One penny joins another one until there's a great sum total, until the final correction.
It says, and there is great evidence for this, and a wonderful wisdom known as the secret of the incarnation of the souls. What kind of evidence or proof is Baal HaSulam talking about?
That we can discover the reincarnation of the souls and discover how each and every action we make advances each and every soul.
Woman Hebrew,
Woman Hebrew, what is the present existing connection between the general of soul?
The connection is that we're all in one system of Adam Rishon, and each bestows upon everyone. And the more we advance, we feel how dependent we are on one another. Next.
Latin 15. Is the beastly spirit supposed to unite with the soul of Adam HaRishon?
All the souls unite in such a way that nothing was created for no reason. It's all included in the system of Adam HaRishon.
Latin 13. it's written that we are souls, and it's also written that there's only one soul. How does this work out?
Since one soul divided into many individual private souls, and through the nearing between us, these souls return to becoming one soul again.
Brazil 5.
Brazil 5. Is a person aware of his own correction?
From a certain degree, maybe not now, but from a certain degree onwards, he can know what he's doing and where he is.
Sochi,
can we turn this to be the last incarnation of our soul?
Yes, we are already in the last generation, and we can come to a state in which this incarnation is the final one.
Mak Israel 1. It's written, what we have loaned, we must return. If the 10 was also given to us as a loan, how can we enlarge the return of the debt to give contentment to the Creator?
Through the connection between us. It's simple. Next.
Woman Hebrew, what is the state of the whole correction of the connection to all the rest of the souls?
The complete correction of the entire connection between the souls is the return to the state of Adam Rishon.
PT2. Bala Sulam writes, the notepad is open and the hand is writing. If before a person is acting, is this regarding before he acts or after a person acts? Where does the person really have a choice on his action and what is he paying for?
It's a very complex answer, and I can't answer it at the moment, but we need to nevertheless accept it in such a way that there is a payment for everything and nothing remains in the air.
Next. Mac.
What is the correct manner to borrow from the store in order to return our debt?
To come to the shopkeeper, meaning to the Creator, in such a manner that for sure He believes us and gives us the forces to carry out acts of bestowal.
82. For us as Kabbalah students, there is a connection of a missing connection. There's a feeling of a storekeeper, but it's never really clear when we're paying and when we're entering debt.
The connection between us and the connection between us and the Creator always disappears and is strengthened and disappears, so that we will constantly care for it until it will be a permanent connection.
From Darom, we learned that everything actually brings us closer to the goal, even though it may appear bad. So what does Bala Sulam mean when he writes that he is corrupting the final goal?
That he doesn't intend for it exactly.
New York 4, I want to acquire from my friends in the 10 health, income, kids, husbands. What do I have to pay for this for?
We need to yearn for connection between us with the hope that the intensification of the connection between us will influence all that we lack, including all the things that have to do with our families, etc. Just the increasing and intensifying of connection between us.
Moscow 19, is the Creator giving us the force of bestowal and the extent of our connection and prayer?
Yes. Okay, let's, for the time being,
it's like four more questions from the first part of the lesson on Shamati.
Yes.
from Latin 11. What is the meaning of that he lowers the heavens to the earth?
That the spiritual matter becomes in me not important than, not any more important than corporeality.
What does it mean to see the Creator in the lowly places? Is it that I see the Creator as lowly? Or does it mean that even in the lowly places, I'm capable of seeing Him?
No, it's that the Creator is lowly in my eyes. He has no value in my eyes.
More from Moscow 18. How to differentiate between an ascent and descent? You can't really rely on your sensation alone.
I can't answer that at the moment. Next.
תשובה היא חייבת לכלול כל מה שחסר לנו כדי שהבורא.
The answer, the repentance has to include everything we have in order for the Creator to correct us. That's it.
טוב, אז אנחנו עושים הפסקה.
Okay, so we are doing a break and moving to what, Gilad?
תלמוד הספירות. בסדר.
Yes. אז נעבור. Very well. Song.
Together we can hear. Through the fire we will find a place above the fear. A melody in every heart is waiting to be heard. We will sing with one desire. His song will fill the world.
Sobre un mar de odio hoy luchamos por el bien. Nos abrazaremos ya, la ola va a llegar. Un lejano faro está brillando sin cesar. Toda nuestra transgresión cubrimos con amor. Раскрывшееся зло станет вдруг добром. Как заполнить пустоту грешным естеством. Как из плачения сердец вырвется мольба. Все прегрешения покрыв любовью навсегда.